Now, you mentioned old Oklahoma. That was south
that,
of the Cherokee
Strip. That's south of the Cherokee Strip, see. Uh-huh. Father in the Cherokee Strip. He's a mile, just 2 miles over in the Cherokee Strip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all the father he run. But we missed him and went on, and we run across the father been with him. He told us we got back there, and then we just 30 minutes making that 7 miles.
Mm-hmm. I bet that was a problem finding people then when they
were. Oh, yeah, see, the people everywhere, you know. Mm-hmm. And you see, you had to go to Enid then. We 31 mile meet it, and I'd go to Enid and get a number, and then when they'd call that number, why you'd go get a number for your court, and then you'd file on your place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And father's sister went to Enid the next day after this opening, you see. 31 miles, they counted 19 dead horses on the road.
My goodness. People just ran them to death.
Just ran them to death. Mm. Now 19 dead horses, 31 miles.
Run them to death and then walk the rest of the way.
Well, probably walked home.
Yeah.
And rode back to somebody.
Did you have a porch on your house?
No.
Did you eventually have one?
Well, we never had a porch till way late years.
Did they ever call it anything else?
Huh?
Did they ever call it anything but a porch?
Well, I don't know what they ever called it. We used to call them lean-tos. We just called them lean-tos on the house, you know. When you build something out on the house,
uh-huh.
It probably didn't have no flooring, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we called them lean-tos.
I wondered if they ever used the term veranda or piazza or...
No, I never heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I never heard of that.
We talked about Palisade House. When they put boards horizontally on a house, did you have any special word for those?
Huh?
When you put...
No, we didn't use 12-inch boards, you know, see.
Uh-huh.
And see...
Put them this way?
Yeah.
Or this way?
No, up and down.
Uh-huh.
Just all run board up and down so it run the water off.
Mm-hmm.
You put them this way, the water run in, and it don't last good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So they didn't put them...
No.
This way.
You see, you put studding this way, and then put the boards up and down.
Mm-hmm. That's Palisade, huh? That's Palisade.
Well, our roof on our house was made out of boards with this batting on that I told you, you know. Mm-hmm. They leak bad. You was always getting things wet in the house.
Did you eventually get some of those things that run along the edge of your house to carry off the water?
Well, we never... I grow them before I ever got anything like that.
Did you put them to any use?
Huh?
Did you have any use for them?
Well, by the time I got grown, we dug a cistern, and then we had to put things on the, had to call a eave trough, you know.
Mm-hmm. And dig them down to the cistern. Boy, that sure is good for good soft water.
What's that?
A cistern?
Oh, yes. A cistern's still on the place we homesteaded. They still use a cistern on the place we homesteaded.
I'll be darned. Yeah. They have a well, and they use their cistern, too.
They use the cistern. The well's jip water, you know.
Uh-huh.
And after you, now the stock will drink this jip water, but they use this cistern, you know, to still using that cistern there on the place we owned it.
Mm-hmm.
The man that bought it, my father, his son owns it now.
Mm-hmm.
Never changed hands on that one time.
Hmm. Did you ever keep any silage on the farm?
Huh?
Did you ever keep any silage on
Well, we haven't in late years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the farm I had 25 years ago, I had a silage. My first sow about 25 years ago. I had a pit sow.
Mm-hmm.
I had a man come stay with me, and he dug a sow that was 12 feet across and 14 feet deep. And we walled it up and made 4 foot above the ground. Then we blowed that full of insulate, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first one I ever. It's about 25 years ago. No, about 26 years ago. Or right along there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was pretty early for those, wasn't it?
When the first. I'll tell you how they come to do this. Man is out of work, and his wife, and they come to visit us, and he's out of a job, and he stayed with me 2 years, and we kept him, and I was a poultry inspector. I grade poultry for hatcheries, you know,
mm-hmm.
And I was on the road, and I made enough money to support him and his wife and my family and his father and his